shout. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Wow, he's on the list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping.
Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment's star-studded Christmas special here on KPHX 1480 AM. I am world-famous film critic Joseph J. Erdo, joined in studio by Dave Isaac, Eric Reinert, Trisha, and the cast of Undateable, singing Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It is the absolutely most perfect song to be playing at this particular moment, because
right now we are so happy to be joined by the one, the only,
Santa Claus! Woo!
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
How
Christmas.
How are you all today?
Oh, we're excellent. I'm even better now that you're joining us.
This is very, very hectic time, but I'm glad I was able to take a little bit to give you a call.
So you're taking a break from making all the gifts right now.
Well, you know, actually, I'm out here with my good friends at the J.W. Marriott at Desert Ridge. I'm just walking around, giving out some gifts, just seeing all kinds of wonderful people.
Oh,
just
that's wonderful.
Fun place to be.
Is that where you do your double check of the list to make sure that everybody that's on the nice list is still being nice?
Well, you know, what I do on these appearances is I look the children in the eye, and then that way they know that they just have a week to go, and I'm checking to see. I walk around lots of places where people can't even know it's me. I'm kind of incognito, just watching.
Right.
And I listen to some radio shows, too.
I guess
he knows that Joseph's been a little bit naughty.
Joe, I just, Joseph, I want you to know that little stunt back in August. I've forgiven you.
I remember that
Santa's a sweetheart.
He was almost arrested for that, yes. By the way.
I know.
Well, let's not go into that. I haven't forgotten it, but I just want to say he's forgiven.
Well, I was thinking he was going to say something about Santarchy. I mean, I was thinking Santa, that was all for a good cause. I mean, I know I dressed up as Santa Magic Mike, but that we were raising, we were collecting toys for deserving children.
I understand, yeah. But still, it was impersonation.
So Santa, give some tips on to the kids. What should they do to be on the nice list?
Well, you know, I'm kind of hitting really hard right now on looking at their rooms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if the room is picked up neat, that's what I'm looking for. We're watching that. The elves in the house, elves on the shelf and the elves that are there, they're looking to see, are the children helping keep the room clean? Because mom and or dad or grandma are trying to get ready for Christmas, and they need to have not that to worry about.
Yeah, because if you step on those Legos, ooh, that hurts.
Especially when it's me at midnight on Christmas Eve. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Santa, I hope you like pecan shortbread.
Oh, I do.
We've
got Carla Hall's recipe, and it is yummy. Mexican hot chocolate waiting on you.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I don't know if you know, but I've stopped getting coal.
Oh, wow. You'd have.
Right, yeah. Coal is too expensive to procure. The elves won't go back in the mine.
Now, I did ask what kids can do. Let me ask a question for maybe some older people. What can both Democrats and Republicans do, the candidates, to be on the nice list? And I'm talking about the candidates.
The candidates. Well,
to be on the nice list.
I think to be on the nice list, what they have to do is just be nice. No more infighting. No more arguing.
Good.
Do what is best for the country.
Yay!
What are you going to give Donald Trump for Christmas?
The man who has everything? Underwear.
Underwear. Yeah, we can all
wear underwear. New toupee?
Underwear and socks. That's what he gets. No. Underwear and socks.
Nice.
So it's got to be enjoyable, the smiles on the kids' faces as you talk to them, right?
Yes, it is. It is. It's
how do you
it's
feel?
Wonderful.
Just, Describe how you feel about that.
You know, it just, I'm trying to bring joy of the Christmas season, joy of, you know, just sharing from that first gift that was given back there on that first Christmas. I'm trying to express that joy to all the children of the world, regardless of their backgrounds, regardless of their beliefs, regardless of their color, their culture. It's all about love.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. That is wonderful advice for all of us to follow. And, you know, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with Santa Claus. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas special. And I'm just so excited that we're speaking with Santa Claus. And I know that you've got a lot of helpers out there. You know, so you know, sometimes Santa can appear in more places than once, at once. But this is the Santa Claus. I want to remind everyone, this is the Santa Claus that we are talking to.
Yes. And, you know, do you remember, Santa, when I met you in Immigrations, when you were coming back from New Zealand? This was probably about 25 years ago, it was in February. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm glad we have this on the air, because a lot of people don't believe me that I saw your passport. I know that you exist. And I just got to tell you, I loved your red, green, and white outfit and your beautiful walking stick that was handcrafted for you in Norway. Awesome.
Yes, 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 yes. You know, I like to go to the Southern Hemisphere after Christmas. Mrs. Claus and I like to kind of kick back on the beach for a little bit just to relax. Because, you know, we have to get going, you know, by February. You have to get going and making toys and getting ready for the next year.
Yeah, and of course, you're always out there at the outlets at Anthem for the annual Christmas tree arrival.
We lit the tree, right? We are for our arrival the year for the lighting, yes.
Yeah.
I saw you the other day at Paradise Valley Mall.
Oh, you know, I am everywhere.
Yeah. You're getting around, which is good.
And he knows Frozen personally. I mean, Frozen has met him and sat on his lap. I mean, my pet duck, remember?
I do. We have pictures with me and you and Frozen.
Yes.
We do, I believe.
Some of my favorite photos. And, you know, has Frozen been a good boy? I mean, I don't know. Has he?
You know, he really cracks me up sometimes. But he has been good. He has been good.
Okay. All right. So I'll reassure him that he will be
receiving something. I will have something special for him at Christmas.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. That's great. And where else can we see you, you know, this week? I know you're everywhere, but anywhere else that you want to make sure?
You know, I'm at the Phoenix Zoo every night this week with Zoo Lights. We just have lots of places. You can just look around and you can see me.
Wonderful.
And don't blink, because I move pretty fast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you just put that finger aside of your nose and you just disappear.
Give it a nod
chimney.
Up the chimney, heroes. Yeah,
yeah. That is wonderful. That is wonderful.
Okay. And how are the reindeers doing, by the way?
The reindeer are doing well. They're up in the North Pole right now, getting ready to come on the long trip. We're feeding them their special feed with the Christmas magic in it.
Oh,
so,
oh wow.
And any particular toys or wishes that the kids are really asking for this year that you're finding?
Well, the children are asking for lots of Shopkins. The little girls, little boys are asking for cars, you know, Hot Wheels. They're asking for anything Star Wars. One thing, though, those asking for hoverboards, I had to tell them we've stopped production. We cannot afford to have a hoverboard in the sleigh just in case they catch fire. It would ruin Christmas for the whole world.
That's true.
So,
that is
you know, we've stopped that. So.
And also, I imagine the drones, of course, we want to be
drones,
careful with
those. Drones, yes. You do. Yeah. You do. Anything with a battery.
Great. So, well, I know that you are a very busy man.
I do. I have to get back to a bunch of children.
Yes.
There's some walking right through here now.
Okay.
So. Well, thank you so much, Santa.
You are very welcome.
Are we on your nice list?
You are so far, but you have a week.
There's a lot of week to go. Well, Santa Claus, thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Take care.
Christmas,
we'll talk to you
Santa.
Again soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's always so much fun. But you know what I really want for Christmas?
Yeah.
Some Bill Maher tickets.
Oh, yes. Yay. And we have some.
But I don't
you
get
are
them.
In luck.
Our listeners do.
We still have three more pairs of tickets.
Oh, no. Wait.
We
wait,
have three
wait
more?
A minute. Wait, we've got three more pair?
Three more pair.
Someone jumped the gun and is already calling.
Not yet. Don't call yet.
Well,
call
you know
yet.
What? Let's just go ahead and. Yeah, it's Christmas.
It's
Let's
Christmas.
Just give it to him.
Oh, okay.
But
all right. Call in.
The next two callers after this guy gets tickets.
Okay. 602. 252-1480.
Merry Christmas.
Call
this is our Christmas gift to you.
Wow. This
Oliver,
is a...
And, you know, because we want to thank everyone for listening to Breakthrough Entertainment throughout this year.
Yes.
It's been an amazing year. I know it's not the last show of the year, but I just want to say how amazing shows. We had our... Remember our Super Bowl spectacular?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That was
there
good.
Having fun with that. We had, of course, our Glee show. That was so much fun. We talked with a cannibalism expert. We talked with someone on the mountain next to Everest.
Yes.
On behalf of Everest. We'd had what are some of our other exciting shows? We talked with Carla Hall.
Yes, yes, Carla Hall. And you know, I mean, I'm sorry, but we have everything, a little bit of everything, no matter what you like, if it has to do with entertainment or life, which is always entertaining in this in my life at least. So yes, we've had everything. We've had soap opera stars, we've had movie stars, we've had comedians, we've had authors.
And they flirted with me.
And we've seen some phenomenal dramatic plays.
And they flirted
with
me.
Comedic plays.
I tried flirting with the girl from the ASU Pitchforks. That's
yes,
still one of
yes,
our meerkats. That's
like right.
High,
that was one of the highest meerkats.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And then the girls from So You Think You Can Dance.
So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, they were cool.
Yep, they were awesome. I mean, really, if you go back and look at the year in review, this has been an incredible year.
I've got to, again, thank everyone so much for listening to Breakthrough Entertainment throughout the year, but also at this time of the year. We know that everyone's busy. You're out there shopping. You're out there spending time with your family and friends. You're out there trying to see all these great movies that are out. And but we want you to just settle down. The holidays are upon us. We've got less than a week to go before Christmas. Make some cookies with your family. Why not make them some pecan shortbread cookies?
You know, this is the time to have heartfelt family fun bonding. If you can, if you're not, then find something that makes you hearken back to when you did have that family time. Because you know what? Sometimes if you're in the military, if you're, you know, away at school or you, you know, just took on a new job somewhere new, or you're just starting your new family, you're starting your own new traditions. The main thing is enjoy the holiday season.
Wonderful.
And do whatever makes you happy.
And the song that's going to take us out of Breakthrough Entertainment Star Studded Christmas Special, Here Comes Dear Santa Claus from the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I cried then, but I'm not going to cry now until the show's over and I disconnect Meerkat.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm glad we were able to give away Bill Maher tickets, right?
Gave them all away, every one of them.
Oh, wow.
And we might have more in the future.
Okay,
oh, that
so stay tuned for more.
As it gets closer, that would be very nice.
As it gets closer, we might have more.
Yeah.
And everyone have a great weekend, a great holiday.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
And we'll talk to you soon.